When the cavalry doesn't come, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last year's September 11th attack in Benghazi, the one that killed our ambassador to Libya and three others, was briefly back at center stage yesterday. For several days, Republicans have been promising new revelations. In particular, they released a quote from State Department officer Gregory Hicks, who was some 400 miles away at the embassy in Tripoli at the time of the attacks, who said that if the military had only sent a fast-moving fighter jet over Benghazi, it would very likely have scared the terrorists away and saved lives. Mr. Hicks finally testified yesterday, and he confirmed that quote. But under questioning by Democrat Elijah Cummings, he would not contradict what military officials have already said.
Mr. Hicks, I understand that you wanted planes. That is completely understandable. But the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said they simply could not get there quickly. Mr. Hicks, do you have any reason to question General Dempsey's testimony?
Again, I was speaking from my perspective.
I understand.
Based on what the defense attaché told me. And he said 2 to 3 hours, but there were no tankers.
No tankers, the defense official explained, by which he meant there was no way to refuel the planes so they could get to Libya and return to their base in Italy. And not only that, these particular planes are not kept on alert, and since it was the middle of the night, the crews were asleep. So the Defense Department wasn't refusing to help, but simply pointing out that the U.S. Air Force, while it may be invincible, is not the fire department. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.